Oh, hi, I'm Sheila Silverstein. I'm the Assistant General Manager for the Harvester Performance Center.
All right, so let's take a little tour. Tell me about it.
As you enter, you are greeted by our volunteers. Inside the venue, you pick your seat. We are all general admission. So first come, first served, you stand in line and come in and pick your seat. And there's not a bad seat in the house. As a matter of fact, Tab, I'm going to show you that you see this room and it looks awfully big. Mm-hmm. But when you stand on the stage and look out, you're going, oh my, it's like sitting in my living room to see Dr. John in my living room or Paula Poundstone or, you know, the Oak Ridge Boys. Right. Pretty much. We are 460 seats. Mm-hmm. It is fantastic, the sound. We are probably, I'm going to say, because, well, I truly believe that we are the best sounding venue in Southwest Virginia. And also, the readers of Virginia Living Magazine voted us the best venue in Southwest Virginia. Now, we're 16 months old. We're babies. Yeah. And how great is that? This is Matt Hankins. Matt is the CEO of The Harvester, but also the assistant town manager for the town of Rocky Mount.
The town of Rocky Mount has really taken a strong interest in developing Rocky Mount into, well, previously it was manufacturing and tobacco and all these kinds of things, but now it's really becoming an arts community.
It is. I can give you some background. The town council had been looking at finding some way to get a music venue on the Crooked Road. Once the Crooked Road developed in about 2003, 2004, the town council wanted to be a part of that. We looked for a while. We tried to develop an indoor-outdoor amphitheater in 2009, 2010. And that fell through. Then in late 2011, I was driving by this building one day, and it was they had auctioneers putting up signs that the building was going to be sold at auction in November of 2011. And I took that back to my boss and said, I think I found our spot for a music venue. So we did some investigation, figured out that, yeah, we could put a lot of seats in here and make it a nice, comfortable music venue. And, I've spent the last 4 years developing, this place into what you see now, which is, the best music venue in Southwest Virginia.
Now, the building itself, it used to be a hardware store?
It started out as a tractor dealership and hardware store. It was Lynch Hardware for many years. You can still see the cornerstone over here that has V.L. Lynch 1946 on it when the building was originally constructed. One of the things that makes it historic is that because it was designed as an international harvester dealership, it was done as part of a prototype building by Raymond Loy, who is the father of modern design, also designed the passenger station, the O. Winston Link Museum in Roanoke, the same designer. And so that helps bring an extra flair of history. That's why you see some of the design options that we have on the outside of the building that make it sort of distinctive. And we tried to tie in the history of the building. So we have signage that's similar to the old International Harvester dealership signs that are up there. And, trying to give it some special touches that do harken back to the building's history as a hardware store and a tractor dealership.
As far as the impact that this is making on Rocky Mount, this has been going about a year and a half now. What have you seen just in these past 18 months?
Well, I say this a lot. If we wanted people to come to Rocky Mount, we had to give them a reason to come to Rocky Mount. You can't just wish for people to come and support your local merchants and your restaurants and your stores. You've got to give them reasons. We've given people a great reason to come and discover Rocky Mount. We've had well over 50,000 people. I haven't done a recent count, but we've had well over 50,000 people come into the venue in the first year, a little over a year. We're seeing the impact in our meals tax. Our meals tax is up an average of $20,000 a month, and that's what comes into the town. It's a 5% rate. So if you do the math, that's an extra $400,000 a month in sales in our restaurants in a given month. That's a pretty big impact. That's a lot of extra people coming in here to eat, and they're not just coming in to eat. They're shopping in our local storefronts. They're trying to find things to do at our local museums and just trying to see what Rocky Mount has to offer. And I think more and more people are finding that Rocky Mount's a pretty cool place to be.
What is it that Rocky Mount as a town really is doing to make Franklin County stand out as a destination?
Well, it's not just what we're doing, but it's what our businesses are doing. You know, we've got a new restaurant across the street that's opened up and is highly reviewed, a bed and breakfast that's opened up, in addition to one that was already here. You know, the restaurants are stepping up and making an effort when customers are coming in for the harvester shows. Those businesses are stepping up their customer service to say, hey, this is a great place to be. And that, you know, it ties back into what Sheila said about word of mouth. You know, people are going back and telling their friends, hey, I had a great experience in Rocky Mount, saw a great concert, ate at a great place, you need to go. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting a lot of that.
You drive through some of the smaller communities, like, oh my gosh, this is such a wonderful little town, for sale, for lease, empty. Did the Harvester Center really help to bring the community together, get these restaurants excited, get these stores excited? Because it's almost got to be done en masse. You can't just have like one thing open here and one thing open there. You've got to have, you know, you can't walk through your town, bring people to town for the Harvester Center, and then they walk through town and see a bunch of empty stores.
Right. When the Harvester opened, we did have a number of available storefronts. I don't like to call them vacancies, but that's what they were. They were vacant storefronts that were waiting for somebody to come in and invest. And we've had a number of people who have invested since the Harvester opened, in a large part because the Harvester opened. They saw the opportunity. Like when we see Old School, the antique toy store up the street, they're here because the Harvester's here. They had another location. They wanted to be in close to where the people were. If you've got an extra, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 customers come and buy a place in a week, that's a pretty good place to be. So the businesses are finding that. The building across the street was the old Coca-Cola bottling plant. It had been turned into several different businesses over the years. The new owner bought it, turned it into a restaurant because he knew he was going to have a ready customer base across the street here. We have seen that with other buildings up the street. We've got a bakery shop that's going to be coming in up the street because they want people to stop before and after the shows and buy cupcakes and cakes and that sort of thing. It is something that, you know, we saw a core group come together around the time the Harvester opened, but the important thing is we've continued to build on that, and I think we will continue to build on that. We've made properties across the street and on up the street more valuable because people know that if I go to this building this close to the Harvester, I'm going to have customers passing by my storefront.
One of the great challenges for small communities when they try to build a base is you certainly want to become a destination, which you've done. What about the local community support?
We've had great support in the local community. You know, of course, there's always a segment that's worried about, you know, all right, the town's making this big investment. In the long run, the town really didn't make that big an investment in the great scheme of things. We put about $2.7 million into it up front, and we got about $1.2 million back in historic property tax credits and another $500,000 back from the Virginia Tobacco Commission. So we got this building, this great facility, at about a 60% discount. So that's money that came back to the community. So we've got about $1.2 million invested here in the building of taxpayer money. That's a really great investment for us, and we're seeing a return on that because it is coming back to us in meals tax and in other property taxes where buildings are increasing their value because they now have an active use and new owners that are doing business activity. They're doing transactions and building their meals tax and business taxes up. So yeah, it's a really great investment for us.
Let's talk about how this is structured. Tell me about you have just two paid employees, but you rely upon a lot of wonderful volunteers to help make this happen.
We do, and just sort of the structure, the town of Rocky Mount has a town council. The town council oversees an economic development authority, which was able to facilitate the historic property tax credit. So they're number two in line. I report to them and to town council. And then I have Gary Jackson, who's the general manager of the building, Sheila Silverstein, who's our assistant. We have a couple of part-time paid staff who are in here helping out on show nights. And then we have a contract employee who does most of our ticket sales during the day. And then, you know, beyond that, we really don't have very many people. We'd like to have more paid people, but, you know, we want to ramp up slow. We don't want to, you know, get too many people on the payroll and, you know, cause ourselves to be in the red if we can, you know, stay away from that. So what we do is we rely upon some really great volunteers, and we have a group of about 75 volunteers that we can call on. For a typical show, we need 10 to 15. So not everybody has to work every night, but there are some people we can't kick out of here. You know, they've got to be here every night because they just want to be in on the magic of that happens here. I think about Johnny and Allison Nunley, who usually work the bar for us. Work full-time jobs during the day, but they want to be here during night and bring their daughter in with them, and she volunteers as well. There's some other families that you have three and four and five members of the same family that want to come in and volunteer here. That's a great atmosphere for us to have, and it helps it helps them feel like a family. I mean, I think we have 75 volunteers who feel like they are part of something because of what they do here, and they are. This place would not be the same without the volunteers, functionally or from an emotional standpoint. That's pretty important to have those people feel like they're a part of something great.